And you're ready to take pictures. Well, yeah, just one of me. Huh? Oh, good morning. Welcome to Rockwood United Methodist Church. Sorry about the little delay. We're having some technical difficulties here with the video stream, but we'll go ahead anyway. I think you can see we've got a little bit more attendance today than normal, which is great. I'd like to thank in advance the youth of the Shore Church, otherwise known as Kingston United Methodist Church. They're going to be down here today and they're going to be conducting the service, and we're very grateful for that. We've also got another benefit, is that our piano is going to be making music today instead of the speakers and the computer. So we have a double benefit. We're double blessed today. I want to remind everybody that next week is Mother's Day. It would be nice to recognize all the mothers who have had influence in your life. And that means whether they're your natural born mothers, whether it's an adopted mother, or just a mother by relationship and friendship, honor them. They deserve it. We've got some holidays this month. We got Memorial Day, the end of the month. And before I forget, after the service, we have cookies, cakes, ice cream, and raisin bread for all the guests who are here. See one of the ushers that we've got wandering around. They'll take you over to where we're serving the goodies. If not, just follow somebody from the congregation. You'll find it. Let me see, what else do we have? Nope, Mother's Day, Memorial Day. That's all I've got. Anybody have anything else? Okay. Have it. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we're grateful and thankful that we can all be here today in the sanctuary celebrating your day. Lord, you bless us all the time, every day, every hour, every minute, and every second of every day. But today I want to say thank you for a very special blessing. Today we have, for the first time in a long time, youthful faces. And we are going to have youthful voices here in this sanctuary. Not to mention, we're also getting some beautiful music out of our piano, which is not normal for here. Lord, we thank you. It's truly a blessing. We appreciate it. And we just thank you. I say this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning, church. We're going to be singing 370 out of the hymnal, if everyone would like to stand. Streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption song. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. Launch me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. You may be seated.
No problem. Well, I guess I got this one. Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Sing to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor a lifetime. Weeping may spend the night, but there is joy in the morning. When I was secure, I said, I will never be shaken. You turn my lament into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and you clothe me with gladness so that I can sing to you and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Shall we? Or without any. Amen. Amen. Hello. Hello. That's fine.
We will now sing the Gloria Patri. Please stand.
Well, today, I guess the biggest joy that I want to address is the fact that we have so many guests here and we have the youth. Again, I can't thank all of you enough for taking the time, both before the service to prepare for it and for coming down here today. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. We have our normal concerns. We've got the wars. We need to pray for the church. We need to pray for the homeless, the sick. And unfortunately, our streak of no disasters was broken this week. There was a earthquake over in Indonesia. A lot of damage, a lot of people hurt, a lot of problems. So let us pray for all of those things. Do we have anybody else who's got a prayer concern? Or a joy? And yes, I say it's a joy, even if we've got a little bit of noise. It's lovely to see a child in here again. It's appreciated no matter what. Don't feel bad. It makes us feel at home and a little bit better. Thank you. Okay, would the ushers please come to the back, come forward. It'll watch you stairs. Dearest Heavenly Father, as I said before, we are always blessed by you and by your presence in this church and this sanctuary. Lord, we offer up today's tithes and our offerings as a humble offering to you for all the blessings that you give us. Lord, we ask that you help us and guide us to use these offerings and these blessings where they can best be used to do your work on earth as you have asked us. Amen.
You may be seated. Instead of As the Deer today, we're going to be singing hymn 405. Please stand.
Kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
You may be seated.
Somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I'm worth defending. When I'm tired of all my pretending, hold on to me. When I start to break in desperation, underneath the weight of expectations, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me again.
Okay, with all the different players we have today, we seem to have almost forgotten somebody. So at this time, I'd like Ridley to come up, and he's going to offer the prayer and the Lord's Prayer today. Sorry about that. Ridley took too much time preparing to leave him out. I wouldn't do that.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, I am reminded of your unwavering love and provision for us, your beloved children. You are our good shepherd, always guiding and protecting us, leading us to green pastures and still waters. Father, I pray that we may always trust in you, just as the sheep trust their shepherd. In times of uncertainty and fear, help us remember that you are with us, your rod and staff providing comfort and security. You prepare a table for us, even in the presence of our enemies. May we remember that your blessing and abundances never cease, and with you by our side, we have nothing to fear. Lord, I pray that you will anoint us with your Holy Spirit, filling us with your goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. May we dwell in your house forever, safe and secure, under your loving care. Thank you for being our faithful shepherd. May we always find peace and rest in you, our good shepherd. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. And now to pray as Jesus taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from evil, nigh us evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's scripture is from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths. He brings honor in his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. To prepare a feast for me, in the presence of my enemies, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with your blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me in all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us at Rockwood UMC this morning. I know we're all really excited to be here today. As Danielle read, today's scripture is from Psalm 23, and we're going to be doing a bit of a deep dive into what some of the verses in this scripture mean and what we can compare them to. But before that, I'll give you a little bit of background info on me. My name is Jessica Linton. I'm a junior at Oak Ridge High School, and my mom and I have been going to KUMC since before I was even born. KUMC has been a great church family to grow up in, and I've been able to participate in things like the children's choir when I was younger and our current praise team every Sunday. People always ask me how I'm so comfortable doing things like this, and I just say, well, it's kind of the only thing I've ever done. I've never done anything different, which brings me to how I'm here. This is the third time I've given a message on one of our youth Sundays, and I'm really excited to get into the Word with you guys today. So let's dive in. I first really started to research this piece of scripture after our youth group went to Resurrection this past January, and they spoke a lot about Psalm 23. One particular instance was a song called Good Plans by Red Rocks Worship, which they played, and it quoted the scripture and expanded on it a little bit. After the convention, we were all talking about how much we liked the music that weekend and that this song was by far our favorite. One key line that I think sums up the entirety of the passage is, "He has good plans for me, so I will take heart in deserts and gardens. If I know my Father, then I know my Father has good plans." I think whether you're 17 or 70, we all sometimes question where a certain path is taking us. I know around the time I started thinking about this message, I was going through a really stressful time and really struggling with seeing sort of a light at the end of the tunnel. It's so easy to hyperfixate on, well, this has to be right, and this has to be right, and X, Y, Z have to be perfect, that we forget we aren't meant to be perfect. God is with us through our deserts, our high and dry points, and our gardens when everything is in bloom. I personally have struggled a lot with prayer in my faith journey, and you know, it's always just been something we did, but I've never quite understood, what does it mean? Where are they going? And I go through lighter and heavier times of my prayers, as I think most of us do. But the thing that has made it so much easier to talk to God is just talking to him like I'm talking to my best friend. And I think that makes it easier for us to feel supported during the really dark times and more joyful during the really bright times. But the constant factor through all of that is he is always there. And there's always a plan that he has for you. So there's my little bit of background on the scripture and the takeaway I want you guys to get from all of this. But now we can pick apart the scripture piece by piece. We'll start with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need." This psalm has shepherd analogies woven all throughout it, and this is where it really begins. Sheep rely on their shepherd to guide them, to feed them, and to keep them out of harm's way. And our relationship with God and Jesus is exactly the same. We are his sheep, we are his children, and no matter what we do or how far we stray, he's always going to make sure our needs are taken care of in some measure. Another way you could look at it is like your GPS redirecting you when you put in your destination. Most times, your GPS knows the best way for you to travel there and redirects your route based on different traffic accidents, road work, or sometimes speed checks. God's kind of the same way, where even if we don't realize it's for the better, he can change our course and help us avoid something not meant for us. I'm a strong believer in that if something or someone is meant for me and meant to enter my life, that God will make it happen. As a junior, I've begun looking at college options, and the boulder of stress that comes with that was overwhelming at first, until I realized that if something is meant to be, it'll be. And once I applied that mentality to other areas of my life, it suddenly wasn't so overwhelming anymore. And I want to acknowledge that I'm careful with my word choice here, because I would never say that everything happens for a reason. There are some things and some events that you physically cannot imagine a reason for. I'm speaking more related to when you wish for things, when you dream about something. And I think God helps us come to the right dream for ourselves, but that doesn't mean it won't change. What you might think is meant for you right now, 5 years later, you might be thanking him that it never happened. It's like thanking your GPS for redirecting you away from spending hours in traffic. You gain perspective as you grow as a person and as a Christian. Next, the scripture reads, "He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name." We've already established that Jesus tends to our basic needs, but he also brings some what some may deem unbasic resources as well. He brings us the comfort that a green meadow or a peaceful stream would convey. And I like to think of nature like a painting, and in scenes like this one that he describes, his brushstrokes are all over it and all painted onto the canvas with the intention of creating something beautiful for us to live in and on. Then David says, which David wrote this psalm, if you didn't know, and he says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies." And this goes back to what I was talking about with prayer, of God isn't just there to uplift us through the good times, but also to comfort us during the bad. He's there through the desertish storms and uses his power to shield us from the harsh winds and blowing sand. I mentioned that David wrote this psalm, and I honestly can't think of a better person to have done it. David goes from being this shepherd to a mighty king and attributes this change in his life to his devotion to God. The shepherd analogies begin to make a bit more sense when you realize who the author is and who his audience was when he was writing it. It's what he knows. It's what they know. It's the only thing he knows to compare God to, and it works so well because everyone can understand the metaphor behind it then and now. David trusted God during his days as a shepherd and continued to praise him during his time as a king, showing that continuous support from both sides of his story. He also writes, "You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." To anoint one's head with oil is proof of an extremely close and intimate relationship with someone. And David uses this act to show his relationship with God that has grown out of his trust in God. When I said that I talk to God like I'm talking to a best friend, I meant it. I don't just use my prayer time as time to ask for material items or for a situation to change, but rather giving him kind of just a rundown of my day, even though I know he was there through all of it, and even though I know he's seen all of it, and he knows my needs, it makes it easier to open up to him and say, "You know what's happened, you know what I need, bring me what I need, and help me get through this calmly and as stress-free as possible." And since I've started using prayer as more of a conversation, I feel so much more comfortable doing it. And it's the building of that close relationship that David exemplifies with this scripture. By trusting God and submitting yourself to be anointed and to be one of God's children, your spiritual cup truly does overflow and you feel as though you're more susceptible to prosperity. Which brings us to the last verse of this psalm, which says, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." When you build a relationship with someone, you also build trust. If there's anything I wish for you guys to take away from this morning, it's to trust that he has a good plan for you. Like that song we talked about in the beginning, you know your Father. And if you know your Father, then you know he has good plans for you. The road to those results might be long and strenuous, but he does have a plan. And when you trust him and trust his plans, the scope of everything tends to look a little brighter. And even if you don't trust him as much as you want to right now, or think that your relationship with him needs more work, which I think everybody can say it has at some point, he's gonna chase after you. And that's the great thing about a shepherd. Even when his sheep stray, he grabs his hook and pulls them back into his flock. He guides them back to where they need to be and protects them from the wolves of the world. And this safety net, this free protection, makes it easier for us to live in his house and continue to prosper in his honor. I don't know if you guys have seen this on social media, but a lot of the time people use the term the Jesus glow to describe someone who is devoted to God or follows him. And I think that glow comes from the true desire to praise and honor him. Even though the comfort he brings is nice, we also follow God to show everyone else how good he is and how good he can be for them as well. The desire to spread God's word and to follow his plans for us does emit an external glow, one that's as bright and as strong as his love for us. Thank you so much for having us this morning. I believe now, does Ed have something? Or is there a song? Next, we have hymn number 77, How Great Thou Art.
Please stand.
I've been here since the church was built, and I just don't know what to say. To hear the youth warmed my heart. I can't thank you all enough for all you've done today and how you've brought back many memories to me. I was once one of them, believe it or not. But and to the public, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties we had. But I know you got the majority of this today, and you got to see and hear what a glorious Sunday in my heart and mind it's been. Thank you.
I'd like to second that. I want to thank everybody, the youth and the guests. I greatly appreciate you being here. It really, it was something special. It was something different. I think it's something this church needed, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Don't forget, follow the ushers. They know where the treats are going to be served. We should have plenty. Come on, get them. I don't know about you. I'm going to go for the ice cream first. I always do. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being here today. We thank you for lifting our spirits. We thank you for refilling our faith. And we thank you for any of the wisdom that we have gained today. As we leave here today, we pray that it carries with us through today and through the rest of the week. Let us now go in peace and spread what we have heard and learned to all that we meet throughout the coming week. Amen.